Well, Neil, big thank you for joining us after that one. What's your mood? Frustration, probably.
You know, I just said to Tim on the way around, we're a big centre half, we're a big horrible centre midfielder, and we're a big horrible centre forward away from being a really good team. Throw in that an experienced voice who gets over the line, and at times we're unplayable, but other times we're so naive and we're so open. And that's not a criticism against the back four, that's us in general. And you know, we work on it in training, and when to go forward, when to tuck in, when to come out. I thought for 25 minutes in the first half, it's as good as I've seen us play. But then we're naive and we switch off, and next thing we're 2-1 down. And it's, my words at half time, it's uncoachable, because we don't set you up to do that. And that, unfortunately, is a mindset and experience thing. So I feel a bit flat, I feel a bit deflated, to be honest.
Let's talk about the actual play. Linnae, it's Gainsborough Trinity all over again. It's a fantastic finish. Then we're playing, like you say, beautiful football. Left to right, right to left. I'm commentating like the micro machine guy, trying to keep up with it all. And it's like, we're not really testing the goalkeeper though, are we? And it's...
We got, what we was doing, it was enabled, so we weren't in training, getting high up the football pitch. So by going right to left, we get high, our distances are compact between each other. But then after 25 minutes at 1-0, we stop and we start going long. So then people, we can't get on the ball and they're coming through us, and we never work on that. And it is, you know, I just said to Curtis in there, I've just said to Potts in there, I've just said to Aaron in there, Doddy in there, what goes through your mind to kind of trigger that change where we're getting so much joy? And you know, they don't individually mean to do it, but they just say the options aren't on, so we start looking for the ball in midfield, and then we come quite easy to play against. And we shouldn't, because they couldn't cope with us for half an hour, and they said that, they said it. But we allowed them back in, and we're coming at half time and we really are scratching our heads.
I mean, this, the penalties, it's like you say, it's just concentration, isn't it? The goal itself is a worlder, but there's build-up play, isn't there, where we're a bit statuesque. I mean, what's your team talk like at half-time?
I went for it at half-time, and you cross the white line, you're going to make mistakes. We're naive at times, we know that. We haven't got the depth. I mentioned three players at the start, you know, the big experience lads that you want, you know, but we haven't got that financial power yet to go and get your big centre forward who's at Buxton, or your big centre half who's at Matlock. We haven't got it yet, so we've got to play a different way. And it's so frustrating, because we're so close to being a really, really good side. And you know, like the fans have just said, they love watching us play, but it's the goals we concede.
We get back into it. It's a fantastic penalty as well, we should say, from Charlie Ennis. But then it's
a bit after you, Claude.
It is after you, Claude. And it's just, like you say, it's so avoidable. But then the chances just come. And, you know, it's a great finish from Jones. Brilliant volley. And we were saying, because someone said about the defence, that Morris has hit the bar.
Yeah.
Donoghue's hit the post. Yeah. Dodd's had one cleared off the line. So the defence has certainly helped going forward.
No, I know. So, and it's not, when we say we can see goals, it's not the defensive line at times. It's, you know, people may not know it when they look at it, but we do so much work in training about our distances, our recovery runs, and they're not robots, so you can't literally get them in and put them into spaces. But second half, even though we played some good football, we created chances, when it doesn't go in, we're so stretched. And that, you ask the lads in there, that's not what we coach. But it's at times it's a mindset thing, because they go and chase the goal, and it looks good on the eye, but on the other side, you nearly concede again. And like I said, we're that close to being really good, but we know where we've got to strengthen now. You know, and these lads have been magnificent, absolutely magnificent from start to finish. But they're first to admit that we need some probably extra bodies now, and a little bit of experience in there, a voice in there, a bit of nastiness in there, so we can alter when we go to different places. So fans were incredible again, you know, amazing, and they're all delighted thinking we played really well, and we did play well. As a manager, unfortunately, I'm pessimistic, and I look on the downside, and the goal's going to be avoidable, and we win the game.
We were saying, if it was a month or so ago, no way point at Mickleover is a good result, really. They've just beaten South Shields. Yeah. I mean, blimey. Yeah. I mean, just to talk about performances, we've given man of the match to Regan Linnett, but Askew, when he came on, that's really good, isn't it?
And he's 40% fit. You know, he's nowhere near ticking yet, and I've said to Josh, he needs to now knuckle down at a club, get fit, go and play 100 games for somebody, and he's well capable of contributing to us being a really good team. He's great on the eye, natural left foot, he gets us high up the park. I thought he scored when he just whizzed one by. great debut, and he'll be knocking on the door now to go and start.
Because he's had a few clubs. It reminds me very much of Charlie Ennis, who's now bedded in. You know, I've spoken to Charlie in the past about it. You know, he's enjoying playing. Our club gives an opportunity for players to land on their feet. Yeah. And, you know.
And them lads in there, they love playing the way we play. They love it. They hate conceding goals. They know that we've got to do little things. Josh is going to come in and, like you said, like Charlie, he's going to give us something different. My challenge to him now, come and settle with us for 2 or 3 years. And, you know, at times you might not always get in. You might have to get fit, but he's a real talent. I watched him at Blackburn Rovers and then went to Salford. And then, for whatever reason, it's just kind of like bopped along and he's had club, 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 and he hasn't settled, but he's loving it. He's loving it now, and I'm really hopeful that, because I know a fit Josh Askew on that left-hand side can give us everything we want. You've got a Linney there who can go down the middle. We're looking for another wide right player. We're looking for another centre mid. We're looking for another centre forward. We're looking for another centre half, and that's to give the lads competition. But also, they want to improve, and we want to get promoted. I'm not going to stand there and say we don't. Of course we do, you know. And like I said, the hope that kills us. And we knew we had to come here today, but you're looking on the clock with 15 minutes ago, and everyone's winning. Mm. You think it's slipping away from us? But I will never ever knock my players. I'll never turn on them. You know, we've made mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes. I made loads as a player, but you know, we've just got to pick ourselves up, get in training, and listen. How many clubs have got European trips to look forward to the way we have? So I've just said that to the lads in there. It's not all doom and gloom. You've had an indifferent season, but don't lose hope with each other, don't lose fight, don't lose kind of respect for each other, just keep doing it. And in summer, when the day comes, we'll try and identify the targets. Hopefully everyone stays, we'll add the competition, and we'll go again. But before that, we've got 5 league games to get over the line, and we want to win football games.
Atherton next.
Yeah.
Just to make a prediction now, Neil, what's going to happen? We'll win, and then it's back on again.
Yeah, it'll be back on again, and I know that, and results will go our way. But listen, it's strange as a manager, because you say, if you win your own games and draw your away games, you're there or thereabouts. The last two games, we've won at home, we've drawn away, so it's not bad, but you want to win games, and should we have won today? Yeah. No disrespect to Michalova, but unfortunately, they were better capitalising on our mistakes, and we weren't as good as capitalising on their mistakes today. So to the neutral, 3-3, great game for me. A lot of work to do.
Well, Neil, big thank you for joining us, coming all that way from the dressing room, miles away over there. Best of luck in training this week, and we'll catch up ahead of Atherton Colts next week.
Thank you.